Catherine Field, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
How big a splash are the All Blacks making?
Oh, huge. You know, they only just arrived here, just over 24 hours ago. Everyone has to wait until the weekend for the test match. But it's big, Mike. You know, there's been a lot in the papers here about, dare I mention it, the All Blacks' defeat to Ireland and Chicago. Yeah. And that defeat against Australia. There's been a lot of that. So they say that, you know, defeat is not in their lexicon this time round. They say that even though the All Blacks are big, they're powerful, and they did hold up traffic a long time at the Gare du Nord when they arrived on the train. The French are kind of hopeful, but still, you know, reminding themselves that it was back in November 2000 was the last time the All Blacks got beaten by the French in France.
Wow, interesting. Although Steve Hansen said yesterday the French are always good if they turn up, so there's that personality type thing about it, isn't there?
Now, listen, well, that's always true. Always true, Mike. And when they turn up, they do give us a good spectacle.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the Christmas market, you got problems with the Christmas market on the Champs-Élysées?
Indeed. This has been going on all year, but it's finally come to a crunch, Mike, because, you know, November is the time in France when we suddenly all start thinking about Christmas, having just recovered from summer. And you remember, right at the bottom of the Champs-Élysées, as you sort of go into the Place de la Concorde, for decades there's been Christmas markets there. Well, the mayor of Paris, who's sort of getting more and more concerned about what Paris looks like to the outside world, has said no, this year not. He said that there's too much of the stuff, she called it, being sold there is just tat. It's made abroad, it's brought in cheap, and that tourists don't really like it. And when they come to Paris, they want something that's got a bit of what she calls a bit of value, something they're going to take home, put it on their Christmas tree for the next 20 years. Of course, the people that work at the Christmas market have not taken to this too kindly. Starting from Monday of this week, they were blocking off the traffic into the capital, this old traditional French way of opposing the government, as you block the traffic into the centre of the city. And they said they're going to keep that up all week because they said, you know, that she's stopping them from doing their commerce. She, in return, the mayor of Paris, is saying, actually, you know, I'm doing you a favour, because if people buy what you're on sale there, they're not going to come back to Paris.
That's a pretty good point. All right, Catherine, nice to see you. See you next Tuesday. Appreciate it.